All right, it's a good morning. Are you ready for the word of the Lord today? Yeah. Amen. We're going to go this morning to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 1, and we're going to read a few verses beginning in verse number 4. Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning in verse 4. It's good to see everyone this morning. For those that are here for your first time, we welcome you to Return Church and hope that you will come and be with us again. Amen. As I'm going to preach this morning, we're just a group of messed up people that God has turned around and made us into His image. And there's no perfect people here, and so you have come to the right place. And we're just trying to get move forward in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Jeremiah chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 4. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you as a prophet to the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words into your mouth. See, I have this day set over you, over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, and to destroy and to throw down, and to build and to plant." Let us pray. Dear gracious Lord, we love you this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the anointing that has been with us here this morning in worship. And I just pray today, God, that your word would go forth, and God, that it would speak into the hearts of people here today. And let us receive what you have for us here this morning. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Can we all say amen? I want to begin by saying this morning that ever since the day that you were born, the devil has set out to destroy your life. That's his intention. That is his purpose. From your mother's womb, Satan has tried to kill you. He has tried to abort you. He has tried to keep you down so that you would never have a relationship with God. We all know the mission of the devil is it is that he has come to kill, he has come to steal, and he has come to destroy. But how many of you know that God's mission is the complete opposite of that? And that is that he has come to give you life, he has come to give you joy, he has come to give you peace, he has come to give you fulfillment in life. And so Satan has tried to destroy you, but God wants to increase you in your relationship with him. Ever since the day you were born, the mission of the devil has been to destroy your life. I want to read this to us this morning. Many of us have seen this on Facebook, but I want us to understand that God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies those that he calls. You look in the stories of the Bible, men and women, many of them were not any sort of way perfection. You look at Jacob, and Jacob was a cheater. You look at Peter, and Peter, He had a temper, and David had an affair, and Noah was a drunk, and Jonah ran from God, and Paul was a murderer, and Gideon was insecure, and Miriam was a gossiper, and Martha was a worrier, and Thomas was a doubter, and Sarah was impatient, and Elijah was moody, and Moses suffered, and Zacchaeus and Moses stuttered, and Zacchaeus was short, and Abraham was old, and Lazarus was dead. But I have come to tell somebody this morning that God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And right now the enemy is doing his very best to try to destroy your walk with God. Why? Because God is just about to give you the turnaround in your life. You see, what happens is when you get closer to God than you have ever been, Satan begins to tug at your soul, and he begins to work very hard in your life, and he tries to fill your life full of pressure, and he tries to pressure you, and you can feel the pressure of hell that is trying to stop you. In Romans chapter number 13, in verses 11 through 14, it says, "And do this knowing that the time that now is the high time to awaken out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly," or "let us walk honestly as in the day, not in revelry or drunkenness, not in lewdness or lust, not in strife and not in envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Now, I want to say to us this morning, you might be in a mess right now in your life, but God can take your mess and he can turn it into a message. Amen. Give him praise in this house. And that's what I want to talk to you about here this morning, is that when God can take your mess and turn it into a message. You might be in a mess right now in your life, but God wants to turn your life around. How many of you are in a mess right now in your life? Maybe you've been in a mess in your life. Maybe you have done some terrible things in your life, and you just feel like your life is out of order and it's all messed up. I'm going to tell you today that God can take your mess and he can turn it into a message. He can take the test that you are going through today, and he can turn it into a testimony. I so enjoyed hearing Sean's message on Thursday night. I got to go back and listen to it on Facebook, and if you haven't listened to it yet, you need to go back to the Life Recovery Facebook page and listen to that message, because it is a perfect example, a picture of what God can do in your life today. If you are here and struggling with addiction or struggling with things in your life, whatever kind of addiction it might be today, I don't care what it is, God is the God of the turnaround, and he wants to turn your situation around today. Hallelujah. He can take your mess of unbelief and he can turn it into a message of faith. He can take a drug addiction and turn it into a message of deliverance. If you came from a broken home, it doesn't matter. He can take a broken marriage and he can turn it into a message of hope. He can turn it into a message of restoration. Right now, you need to believe that you are bigger than your circumstances. You are bigger than your dilemma. You are You are on fire, and hell is raging mad. You need to understand that the power of God is within you, and you can wake up today, and you can become everything that God has called you to be, and you can do everything that God has called you to do. You need to understand this morning that the power of God that is within you is greater than the enemy that is trying to harm you and that is trying to destroy you. If I can help you to understand today how powerful you really are, there would be no stopping you from prayer. There would be no stopping you from outreach. There would be no stopping you from accomplishing the things that God has for your life. You need to step up and say, I can do what God has called me to do. I can give a Bible study. I can pray for the sick. I can witness to the lost. I can do what God has called me to do. I can make a difference. I can be an overcomer because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Give Him praise in this house today. It's time to rise to the occasion. It's time to set your eyes on the dreams for tomorrow and stop living in the defeat of the past. You know, that's what the enemy wants you to do, is live in your past and live in defeat and live in discouragement and live in despair and live in depression and all of the past things that you have done. But that's what the enemy wants to do, is to try to destroy your life by accusing you and by all of the tactics that he comes against you with. But I say today that greater is God that lives on the inside of me than every weapon that is formed against me. We are the children of the Most High God. And in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4 it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Some of us need to wake up today and get going and have a soul-winning revival that you've been waiting for. You want to see miracles? You want to see things happen from God? Wake up and go into what God has called you to do. Let God have his way in your life. You see, God can take the worst situation and he can turn it around for his good. God can take that job that you are on and give you a raise. God can take that job that you are in and give you a promotion. He takes care of his children. He can take that lost child and he can save him or her. God can take the worst of the worst and make it the best of the best. God is waiting on us to believe. I don't know about you today, but I refuse to die in the dilemma. I refuse to walk outside of the purpose that God has called me to walk in. Wake up, get what God has called you to do, and go about your Father's business. You have to get down in yourself and discover your own greatness in the Holy Ghost. We need to understand that the power of the Holy Ghost is the power of God within us. It's not religion, it's not self, but it is the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us. God in us, the hope of glory. We can't let God's dream die on the inside of us. His dream for us is to come to where he is and to walk in the fullness of his authority. You see, there is so much greatness on the inside of you for you to just sit back and be defeated by the devil. I'm going to scream this morning, wake up! Wake up and become everything that God has called you to be. until I can get us awake to the fact that God wants to do something great in your life. You are powerful. You are anointed. You are children of the Most High God. You are an overcomer. You are victorious. You are the head. You are not the tail. You are not defeated this morning, but you have the power within you to live an overcoming life. You see, if we or this world would ever realize how great God is, then we would never be defeated. We would never walk around with our heads held low, but we would walk around with our heads held high, with our shoulders squared up and ready to face the enemy and looking him in the face and say, yes, you come against me, but I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there anyone here today that is tired of watching your dream die, tired of being defeated time and time again, tired of seeing your friends that you go to church with backslide and walk away from God, tired of watching people that you've taught in Sunday school or reached out to in church in different ways and to see them backslide and walk away from God? Is there anyone here today that is tired of seeing those things happen? In Romans chapter 13, in verses 11 and 12, it said, and that knowing the time, that is now the high time to awaken out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. It is time for this church to realize that we are in Christ Jesus, that we are anointed of God, and that we here at Return Church, we are rising up to become everything that God has called this church to be. And we're going to be an outreach church, and we're going to reach the lost, and we're going to reach those that are walking without purpose. It's time for this church to walk in the fullness of what God has called us to be. We have a commission to go, therefore, into all the world and to preach the gospel. We are commissioned to heal the sick. We are commissioned to cast out devils. We have the okay from God to do these things. We have the power of God living in us through the Holy Ghost to be witnesses in our city and in other places as the Spirit of God is in order. We have to understand who we are and who we represent on earth. We are ambassadors of the Lord. We are God's children, and we can accomplish whatever He has called us to do. You see, the worst time in your life is the best time in your life for God to do the supernatural through you. We must believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. In Hebrews chapter 11, in verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You see, God always took the least of all humanity to accomplish His will. Abraham was an idol worshiper, and he became the father of all, the father of many nations. He took men that were farmers and fishermen and tax collectors and harlots. He took people that nobody else wanted, to use, and he turned them into fishermen of men. He took what looked like was a mess, and he gave them a message. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 27 through 29, it says, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. You see, he can take you, he can take me, he can take anyone that he pleases to fulfill his will for this day and time. There is nothing impossible with God to those that will only believe. It looked impossible for Abraham and Sarah to have a child in their old age. But all things are possible to them that believe. It looked impossible for Moses and the Israelites to take a stick and to open up the Red Sea, but it was possible through God. It looked impossible for David, a 16-year-old boy, to slay a 9-foot-tall giant, but with God, all things are possible. Give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. And so as I close here this morning, some of you here this morning, it looks impossible. It looks like an impossible situation. But God can take a handful of people right here in this church and turn this city upside down. Now, I am speaking that this morning because I believe that we have just tapped into what God is about to do. God is ready to turn this community upside down, and I believe that Return Church is going to be on the good side of that happening. It's already happening. It's already occurring. But I'm going to tell you, God has greater things for this church. God has greater things for you here this morning. God has great things for us to do. He wants to shake this city. He wants to shake this community. He wants to turn it upside down, and Return Church is getting to be a part of it. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm glad to be a part of what God is doing in the earth. As we return to the music this morning, none of this looks impossible to God. In fact, it's when you are dealing with what looks like impossible that you need the supernatural to step in. Are you ready to awaken to the fact that you are a powerful source in the hands of the mighty God, which is in Christ Jesus that dwells in us? In John 14, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." And in verse 14, "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." And then Numbers 23 and 19, and we're going to close with this verse. "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" I'm going to assure you this morning that if you will allow God to take your messed up life and use it, and you will let him take your mess and turn it into a message, greater things God has for you. And it's a purpose to walk in his plan. It's a purpose to walk in his will. It's a purpose to do what he's called you to do. I am sure this morning that there are those that are sitting here on these six seats this morning that you know if it wasn't for the grace of God that you would have died in that car wreck, that you would have been spending the rest of your life in a prison cell, or you would have been the one who died of a drug overdose, or you would have been 6 foot under because of the violent lifestyle that you chose to live. But I want to tell you today that God has you in this place and he wants to set you free. He wants to deliver you and he wants to help you to walk in the newness of Christ. As we stand in this building this morning, right now we're just going to worship Jesus.